Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There's no doubt Vermont puffs out its chest with pride when it comes to its microbreweries. But don't look now. New York State is seeing a growth spurt itself, and some tasty suds are available right across the border. Here to tell us about what's happening in New York is Brent Hollenbeck. He writes for the Savervoir section of the Burlington Free Press. Brent, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Happy to be back, Rick. Thanks.
How big a jump has New York seen in its microbrewery scene, and why?
According to the New York State Brewers Association, the number of New York State breweries grew from 95 in 2012 to 240 last year, so that's well over double. And a lot of it has to do with legislation that New York State passed in 2012, something called a farm brewery license. It provides some tax breaks and other financial incentives for small breweries to start up, and also requires brewers to use New York State-grown products to qualify for this. At least 20% of the hops and 20% of all other ingredients through 2018, and then it jumps to 60% in 2023. And 90% after that. So they're also trying to spur the growth of agriculture and kind of diversification of agriculture in New York as well.
So that's what a farm brewer is, somebody who uses the local grains and stuff?
And many of them are even growing on site, growing their own hops or even berries and other things maybe you can use in a sour beer or something like that. So I think it actually seems to be helping to spur creativity, too, of brewers saying, well, you know, what have I got from the farmer down the road, or what have I got from my own field that I can use?
So farm to vat.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Farm to pint glass.
Yeah, exactly. You visited several new breweries. Let's start in Plattsburgh. What's happening there?
In Plattsburgh, I went to Valcor Brewing, which when I went in mid-April hadn't even really opened except for serving drinks for about 5 hours on Saturday and Sunday each. And it was kind of like a speakeasy, no signs or anything. And finding the place was next to impossible, except you saw a steady stream of people coming and going. And it's in an old army barracks on the former Plattsburgh Air Force Base. So it's this really cool old stone building with sort of like a Greek Revival style on the porch out front. And they've really done a nice job inside of kind of making it this homey, pubby kind of place. And they're also planning to expand, I think, at some point in May. They will have open their restaurant, and also they're going to have a small inn, 6 or 8 rooms, I think, and also a conference center. So I think it's all part of that revitalization of the Plattsburgh Air Force Base, the old air base, and this is a big part of it.
So totally homey. You can drink
literally,
and stay upstairs.
Yeah, you can roll out of bed and grab yourself a pint.
That's a dream of mine. Are there any others in the Plattsburgh area?
Yeah, it's kind of – I went to college in Plattsburgh, and man, I would have loved to have had some breweries while I was there, but alas. But yeah, now there's a restaurant in Peru, which is a little south along Interstate 87 or US 9. Living Goods Restaurant and Brewery is in Peru. And also, I mentioned Valcor Brewing in the old air base, and about 400 yards away, there's a place called Oval Craft Brewing that not surprisingly, is on the traffic oval right in front of that part of the airbase. And I don't believe they're open yet, but their website says opening soon.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Brent Hollenbeck, who writes for the Savervoir section of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about new brewers in New York State that have joined the ranks of old favorites like Saranac and Brewery Omegang. Brent, what's another that you talked to?
Well, I talked to the folks at Ausable Brewing in Keysville, which is a short ferry ride across from Burlington to Keysville, and then about 3 miles from there is where their brewery is. And I think they, as much if not more than the others I spoke with, are really have embraced the farm brewery ethos. One of the owners, Dylan Badger, he went to University of Vermont and studied agriculture. His brother, Dan, is a brewer, so they kind of put their skills together and creating some interesting things over there in Keysville.
Do they close for the winter, or what do they do?
Yeah, they're seasonal, I think May through December mostly, and I believe the ferry from Burlington doesn't get running until mid-June. So if you want to take the shortcut, and as Dylan told me, you know, you can ride your bike or walk 3 miles from the Port Kent ferry slip up to their place. So, but you'll have to wait until mid-June, it sounds like. But they've got food trucks and an outdoor scene there, so sounds like a pretty cool place to hang out.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. Let's keep moving southward. What's the next one you came across?
I went to Paradox Brewery, which the name itself sounds like a place where weird things happen. And I ran into somebody from my hometown in upstate New York, about 3 hours away there, who had worked with my mother, like small world kind of thing. And then I also ran into somebody I knew from Vermont who happens to be a malt dealer. He now lives in Connecticut. So I talked with him a lot about kind of the whole the farm brewery bill and a lot of the benefit that that's provided. And he sells some of the malt that Paradox Brewery uses. They're in Scroon Lake, New York, which is it's about a 50-minute drive from the Champlain Bridge in Addison. So a beautiful drive. You know, you really feel like you're kind of getting into the heart of the Adirondacks. And it's south of the village of Scroon Lake, kind of in the middle of nowhere. And they have a small tap room and maybe 7 or 8 beers on tap. And I had a stout that was really good, smooth and creamy.
All right. How about one more microbrewery in New York State?
Yeah, I grew up in upstate New York and drive back to visit my parents once a month or so. And any Vermonters who typically go to New York probably take 22A and then cut over through Whitehall and Fort Ann. And it was a happy sight when I saw that a brewery had opened in Fort Ann only a few months ago, I think in September. It's called Battle Hill, and it's in a what was otherwise a nondescript restaurant that I always drove by, but now they've got fresh beer, and they also have a menu with burgers that at least two people, while my wife and I were there last weekend, were absolutely raving about. So I've had the beer, which is good, and I'm looking forward to going back and having some food there, too.
Sounds like it's worth a stop.
I think, especially if you're passing through. Why not?
Brent Hollenbeck writes for the Burlington Free Press. Brent, thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks a lot for having me, Rick.